everyone, and welcome. I am May Ruth, your host and guide on this adventure with Your Wild Soul Reflection. If you have been following my many episodes, I have been doing a word of the day as I follow the equinox journey offered by my very good friend Bindi Shaw of Letters to Your Soul. She has been bringing us words that initiate, because Aries and the equinox is about initiation. Well, she has been bringing words for a number of years, or prompts, where we can discuss and take a look at the explorations and the journey, the stepping stones into the spring equinox. This is my fifth day, and as if you've been listening to the episodes, you know that I was inspired to create this. And this is a really big thing for me, because my Pisces self made the decision to come up out of the oceanic depths and to move on this adventure. In fact, today is my celebration of my birthday. And I decided to pull a card. Well, actually, I didn't really pull the card. The card revealed itself to me as I was shuffling. If you will go back in the earlier episodes around, I think it was on when I talked about wisdom, I talked about the 19th card. And lo and behold, today, as I shuffle, the 19th card comes out, the Sun card. I'm using one of my favorite decks. That's the Angel Tarot cards by Radley Valentine. And when I pull the Sun card, the message comes out, and it really does connect with the heart of the matter. In fact, I was playing with some words and connecting heart, being heart-centered. So this card basically centers me in my heart. Heart sacred, heart creative, heart joyful, heart illuminating, alchemy of the heart. And so when the 19th card presented itself with the Archangel Uriel, it really presages a wonderful beginning, because we are still in the last parts of the new moon, the darkness of the new moon with Pisces. And as I've spoken before, Pisces is both the releasing, the ending, and the beginning. And one of the things that I decided that I'm going to be doing is utilizing more of the insight cards, the tarot, the oracle, along with correspondence of numerology and astrology. So the 19th card for me today on my B-day is I get to look at having new ideas that are moving me forward. This card, and I'm sharing this with all of you too, is about having confidence in ourselves. The 19th card, the Sun card, in correspondence with astrology, is Leo. And Leo, in actuality, symbolizes the physical heart. So this is very apropos that we're looking at the heart of the matter through the sun card today. The other thing that I want to do is I want to offer further heart of the matter insights by taking a look through the lunar illumination spread that is given to us by a wonderful new writer and card deck designer, Adama Sese. She has combined the cards and astrology in a wonderful way. I'm just going to briefly outline the lunar illumination spread that she offers. You can take your deck and use any deck that you choose. The spread itself has these particular prompts. The first prompt is number one, the moon, what your soul needs. So basically, when you shuffle your cards and you do your layout, the first card will display the moon and your soul needs and requirements. The second card in the layout or spread is the sun. What is your path forward? The third card, and this is one reason that I chose this particular spread, is because we are rapidly coming up on both the lunar and solar eclipses. Eclipses come in pairs. So the number three card in this spread is what you should release. What do you need to release during the lunar eclipse? And then the fourth card is the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse offers us an opportunity to really take a look at whatever new beginning is appearing in our daily expressions, our daily experiences. Now I'm going to give you this is a collective spread and reading, a very brief reading, that I'm doing for everyone. When I pull the cards, the first one, the moon, what your soul needs, I received the card number 21, and it's called Queen Jezebel, Magnetic Royal Witch. This card symbolizes releasing of the way in which the dark feminine and feminine energy in general has been associated with bad, with immoral women, with disobedience, with sin, when in fact, Queen Jezebel was just that, a queen. And so the words that help us to understand how to deal with this kind of energy that has been women having been denigrated, and the word Jezebel becomes synonymous with a bad woman, we need to reclaim and not be afraid of the witchy essence, the charm, and the beauty within each woman. And the advice is, do not allow others to shame you out of your magical shine. The second card, the sun card, what is your path forward, is seeking balance. This card, the black moon, Lilith, and Libra, basically encourages us to find the balance in our relationships. And relationships meaning, how do we serve ourselves as well as being connected and offering what we have to other people? The way in which it becomes really important to find balance is to do self-care and to speak affirmatively to oneself. In doing this, we will find peace and harmony with others because we have resolved those feelings inside of us. So balance with Libra is finding the harmony and the insights within oneself first, because it becomes very important to recognize we can't offer someone else something that we do not have. The third card is the Black Madonna. The lunar eclipse aspect we want to release. And with the Black Madonna card, we want to release again the controversy around, particularly around the patriarchy, the religious patriarchy that demonized the dark divine feminine figures. We want to go to the heart of the matter and basically take a look at how the feminine, how the primordial goddess of and the archetype of energy that has created everyone, how we have been called into a space of not honoring the most divine part of ourselves. The universe is here to heal and to protect us. So it's really important to surrender and know that what we have is working for our highest good. The fourth card is the solar eclipse, and this is the new beginning. This card has to do with Black Moon Lilith in the sign of Scorpio. And with the Scorpionic energy, this is about facing the most deepest, many times disconnected parts of self, the shadow, the absolutely shamed parts of self. And when we have Black Moon and Lilith and Scorpio coming up, it gives us the time, it gives us the ability to really embrace what we have been told that is not, again, back to that bad part of self. We have been told not to be able to express self-pleasure, sexual magic. This card helps us to learn how to embody self-love. And basically, it encourages us to dive deep into the darkest parts of ourselves and to let go and to embrace our sexual power and magnetism to heal. I'm going to bring these cards now onto Instagram and you will be able to see them. And then I want you to consider what's at the heart of what you want to bring into your experience at this particular time. The lunar illumination spread is the moon, what your soul needs. Number two, the sun, your path forward. Number three, the lunar eclipse, what you need to let go of, release. And number four, what the lunar eclipse is going to bring. So I want to encourage you to do a reading for yourself. Like I said, you can use any cards that you desire. So until tomorrow and the next word, I want to send you much love and I thank you for listening. And it's a bye-bye for the moment.